Welcome back to Facts with your host Caroline
and Jess.
We're back and we're not better than ever. Jesus Christ, the Bahrain GP.
What a start.
At least it's over.
Yeah. To be honest, that's literally the only thing that I can say.
Max won.
Yep.
In a rocket ship.
Not even just a little bit.
No, it's the same bullshit as last year. Mm-hmm.
Or worse, even.
We had a little competition going on in the high to midfield-ish. Carlos and George were fighting for third. So, I guess that was exciting. Charles came P4. So, we had Red Bull, Ferrari. All the teams that scored points were the top five teams from last year.
Yes.
Fernando and Lance, I believe, got P9 and P10. And we had Oscar Piastri P8, Lewis Hamilton P7.
Yeah.
And then Lando, George, Charles, Carlos, Checo, and Max.
Yeah. Which, you know what, to be honest, it's not a bad start for Ferrari in the season.
No.
Like, at this point, you cannot be the first one.
And they were definitely complaining, though, about a few technical issues.
A lot of people were complaining.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical issues, which isn't uncommon for the first race of the season. The first race is kind of like a let's see what's up. Nobody DNF'd, which is the first time in history that everybody has completed the first race of the season. So that's nice.
Yes.
Nobody crashed. Nobody, no nothing. I don't even think we had a full safety car period.
No. No.
Not that I remember.
Not at all. No.
So that wasn't that bad. The Alpines, I don't know what the fuck is going on in Alpine. Everybody's quitting. The car sucks.
On qualifying, they were like tractors.
It's a little funny though, because they got all these like big stars to invest, and then they're doing this bad. Everybody's quitting, which, fair enough. To be honest, I don't even have that much to say about the race. It was fucking boring. Nothing happened. It was kind of as expected. But the drama afterwards is fucking crazy.
Yes.
So for those of you who live under a rock or who, you know, peacefully stay off of Twitter, first of all, good for you.
Yeah.
Jealous. But Christian Horner is obviously in a little bit of a situation. We talked about this in a previous episode, but basically he's being accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah. There's no other way to put
it. No, that's what he's being accused of by a employee that was working close to him. And the Red Bull investigation found him not guilty. So, you know, we investigated ourselves and we did nothing wrong.
Exactly.
Like, same. I've never done anything wrong.
No.
And people were obviously pissed because the amount of evidence that's out against him is crazy. His texts have now been leaked. And first of all, let me just tell you, free the women from the prisons of middle-aged men trying to sext.
Oh my God, they're so awkward.
It's so bad.
They're so awkward.
It's so horrible. Please, like, first of all, don't do that to your employees. But second of all, just don't do that.
No.
Okay. No. I know you're a rich white man and people aren't, and you aren't used to people telling you no, but let's just, let's just pull the plug.
Also, one more thing about these leaked conversations. I hate the fact that the first thing, I'm not gonna be like saying 100%, but 90% of the men were saying that, oh, this is just AI. This is just AI generated. This is not real.
Men are really quick to defend each other, which is kind of crazy because like men are the worst. But yeah, so, and it is since then, just a fuck ton of information keeps getting out. So apparently, Christian was supposed to be fired on February 2nd, which is when everything kind of went down.
Yeah.
But he basically was like, I'll pull up lawyers. He said no.
Yeah.
Which kind of iconic, I'm not going to lie. Like, you're fired.
It is.
And he said nope.
It is iconic for
sure. So he's still there. But now there's a whole Jos Verstappen situation with him threatening to, you know, get Max to quit, which. There, I again just want to say, is Max not an adult? Has he not, you know, can he not make his own decisions? Imagine if your dad was sitting there and threatening your boss on your behalf. I know. I'd be so fucking embarrassed.
It is embarrassing, but he's his manager, right?
I don't even think so.
No?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
He has, like, I think he has another manager. From what I could read, because apparently the other manager was having a talk with Toto Wolff.
Okay.
And that's when Toto Wolff was asked if Max for the Mercedes seat next year, and then he said anything is possible. People took that shit and ran with it.
Oh my god.
And I just again want to say, when people say anything is possible, I could be a Formula One driver tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. that is technically not impossible.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you know,
for sure.
One Direction could reunite in a week. Yeah. Technically, not impossible.
I mean, they kind of have the budget for it. Like, now they don't have
Lewis. None of those boys need money. Oh, you mean Mercedes?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about One Direction.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Would be very, very interesting for sure. Like, that would shake up the grid a little.
But on top of that, Ben, I don't know how to fucking pronounce his last name. Saliman? FIA.
CEO of FIA.
Is he the CEO?
Ooh, maybe not sure.
We're dumb as shit. one of the big FIA people.
Yeah.
Is now being accused of... Also, this is really improper journalism. We're really bad at this. But one of the big guys at the FIA is now being accused of... I don't know if it's called cheating, but basically convincing the stewards to overturn a penalty given to Fernando Alonso last season. I believe it was the Saudi Arabia GP.
Yeah.
Can't quite remember. And he's the one who's backing Horner.
Mm-hmm.
So this all just kind of goes around to, like, if he's been cheating, first of all, Abu Dhabi 2021.
Oh, overturned. Yes.
Get that shit overturned.
Yes.
Okay, that would be...
That's your Roman Empire.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
But also that the cheater is backing the sexual abuser is kind of crazy. In general, the fact that people like Christian Horner and Jos Verstappen, who's literally been to jail for trying to kill his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
the fact that they're just allowed to walk around the paddock feels illegal. I feel like Formula One is trying to do so much for bringing in women to motorsports. They created the whole feeder series, F1 Academy. But when it actually comes down to it and believing women and standing up for women, they don't give a fuck. They really don't give a fuck.
No, it's always just about money and power at the end.
Yeah, but
of the
at
day.
This point, what the fuck? How much fucking money does Christian Horner have? Just stop. Like,
no, but
that's
because it's for his ego.
He apparently also tried to buy Red Bull. He tried to buy Red Bull F1 Racing.
That's
and going around the Austrians.
That's desperation.
Like, it's just sad and pathetic.
Yeah.
He's a sad, pathetic man. And specifically, luckily, I don't think we have this problem. But if there are any Christian Horner defenders listening to this, I hope you suck a dick and choke. And I hope it's really painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have that much else to say on it. I'm pissed off. I think I'm disappointed, but honestly, I'm not surprised either.
I think that's a good way to say.
They ran after Suzy Wolf after rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's actual evidence,
no, that's fine.
Because that's my homeboy.
Yeah.
You know, that's
he didn't
fine.
Mean it.
It's not that serious. I mean,
it was just for funsies.
It's just, Jesus Christ.
It's crazy. And it's only the first race. And it's full of drama.
Listen, I'm just going to say...
I'm here for it.
Every tongue that rises against Lewis Hamilton shall fall.
Talking about poor Lewis Hamilton, his fucking seat was broken.
Oh, but there were like eight drivers whose seats were broken.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
What the fuck? But also, but what does that mean? What do you mean your seat is broken? Where is it broken?
Good question. I don't know.
And Charles was having brake failure. Which is also crazy to have brake failure when you're going 300 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of, you know, a little embarrassing.
Also, maybe
like,
I'm just stupid, but when they say brake failure, can't you just, like, ease your foot off the pedal? Wouldn't that just make it go slower?
I think he meant, like, it didn't work hard enough.
Mm.
Like, it didn't stop hard enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But, like, where is he stopping? He needs to keep going. That's why he's only P4.
He needs to keep going.
Because he's so concerned
about
braking, about slowing down. And that's why he's P4. He needs to just keep fucking going. You think Max is sitting there and be like, oh my god, I can't slow down.
In his fucking rocket ship,
that's the point.
Him finishing the race and literally overtaking half of the grid at the end
should be illegal. There should be an actual regulation that goes in and says you can't lap more than two cars.
Like, that was actually fucking crazy. We also had some drama in the Visa Cash App, whatever.
The V-Carb.
V-Carb team.
RB. I don't know what the people are calling it. The Danish commentators were calling it RB.
RB.
I've seen other people call it V-Carb. I'm just going to call it shit.
Yeah.
It's a horrible car.
It looks exactly like Williams, and I fucking hate it that you cannot see the difference.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
But what happened was, Yuki was ahead of Daniel. He was told team orders to swap. Even though Yuki was faster in qualifying, and he was faster on the hard tires than Daniel was on soft.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Yuki switched because he's a good teammate. And Daniel found a way to complain about it afterwards. Daniel called Yuki mature. He said that, you know, he is known for being aggressive. And I just want to say, first of all, that seems a little racist.
But also, like, he complained because at the end, when it was, like, the finish line, then Yuki was just like, fuck it. He gave some gas and he got in front of Daniel at the end anyway. But it wasn't like...
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
He didn't finish ahead of Daniel.
No, he didn't finish after the flag, just to like fuck off.
After the...
He went in front of him, and that's why he was like immature. And then, like, who the fuck cares at that point?
It was bullshit, though. The whole thing is, listen, if you're a Daniel Ricciardo fan, you should just turn off right now.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, Daniel Ricciardo has not been fast since 2018. He fucked up his career when he left Red Bull, fucked up his confidence because now he wasn't winning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have a fucking seat last year until they fired someone else. And the whole, if you watched Drive to Survive, bitch, that whole situation was fucked up. Because it's not even that Daniel did better than Nick. I think Daniel ended up with 1 point.
He did not do better than Nick, and the whole situation...
Liam Lawson was better than Daniel.
Yeah.
Was.
And the whole situation, how they handled the whole Nick and Daniel thing, it's just pissing me off.
Daniel's become a personality hire. He's not
good.
He
was a PR hire.
He's not fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's not good strategically. And he sits there talking shit about his teammate, who, unlike him, has had a steady, consecutive career.
Yeah.
Yuki hasn't been out of a seat. Daniel has. Also, he's like 38. He's getting up there. He's won, what, like 5 races?
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I really...
I don't even know if 5 is that many. I feel like that's kind of a reach, to be honest.
Maybe.
It's just...
But no, it's just pissing me off that he is favored when he's not good.
Yeah.
And this is when this sport becomes so annoying, because at the end,
it's
just
about
money.
Connections, and it's about money. It's not actually even about how fucking good you are.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up. And the way he was talking about Yuki just pissed me the fuck off. Like, I may not be a Yuki super fan.
Yeah.
All right, you can listen to previous episodes.
Yeah.
It's not like we're always super positive about him. But he doesn't deserve to be shat on by his fucking teammate, who's not even that fuck, and who needed team orders to get ahead of him.
Yeah.
Like, if you need team order, also, what the fuck was the point of putting in team orders for 0 points?
Because they believed
on
that
the first
he had,
race,
you know, fresh tires.
They thought he'd somehow be able to be good.
Yeah, and
he got good over the summer or what?
Yeah, with the fresh tires, and then he can find 4 points, but he didn't.
No.
There was, like, what, fucking 2 laps. And that's why Yuki got so mad.
Yeah, there were, like, 2 laps, and there were, like, fucking 4 people ahead of him.
Yeah, and I was like, are you kidding me? Now? Why would I switch now?
It seemed incredibly stupid. I don't know what the fuck is going on at V-Carb. And also, shout out to Williams for seemingly being the only team that's decent
drama-free to
all their drivers.
Yes.
Yes. Logan had some fuck-ups, and James Vowles went on their radio, and he was like, this is not your fault. This is not your fault. This is our fault. We fucked up. V-Carb could never.
I really feel like...
I fucking love Williams.
I was about to say, Williams is really close to
my heart
now.
I love Logan. I love Alex. I think Logan's such a little cutie pie. I don't know how old he is. I feel like he's like 20.
I think he's older than that. I love how our like opinions changed over a year.
The thing is, it's not like we ever hated Williams. I think we just didn't really care about them. But to be honest, Alex's season last year was really, really good. He got 23 points, which is I think that Williams wasn't last. They were actually like P7 or something.
I love Alex.
And I really like Logan. I think Logan has a lot of potential. I think he's just in a shitty car, which is the same with Alex. Put them in a Red Bull.
And see, this is the type of situation when Williams was trusting in Logan, a rookie, last year. Just as Oscar in McLaren, they were trusting him in a rookie, not like fucking Nick DeVries, who was fired after a couple of months. Because they're like, oh, you're not getting the points, you're out. Even though you just started.
You're not getting the points, so now we're going to get in Daniel, who is jobless. Maybe he can get some points. Daniel then does two races and is out.
Yeah.
And then Liam Lawson takes over, and Liam Lawson
is amazing.
He's amazing. He's a lot better than fucking Daniel.
And see, this is when I'm like fucking pissed, because why the fuck is Daniel still doing it?
And then they, you know, decide to give Daniel this seat instead of Liam, which already again there.
Yeah.
Question mark.
Yeah.
But it's because V-Carb, aka RB, aka Red Bull, is Christian Horner.
Yeah,
and Christian Horner loves Daniel. Even though Daniel shat him in the mouth in 2018.
But it's for PR, because they need for good not, PR.
Not, like, he not just shat in his mouth by leaving Red Bull, but he went to Renault, the car, the team that he'd been spent that entire season talking shit about.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that man is so money hungry and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Is he not embarrassed?
I think he's embarrassed from
being a winner, from being number two at Red Bull, to not even being able to get points.
I think last year he definitely realized how he fucked, like, he fucked up so big time.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot do this back. You cannot make it right.
No. And now he's trying to get back into Red Bull, but watch him get into Red Bull and be worse than Checo.
Oh, fuck no. I really hope not. Also,
there's so many other drivers who deserve that Red Bull seat. Give it to fucking Alex.
Yeah.
Give that goddamn Red Bull seat to Alex. Give it to Liam Lawson.
Mm.
Don't give it to Charles. Don't give it to Carlos. I think that would be awkward. Oh my god, Fernando Alonso? If Max goes to Mercedes.
Oh my god, okay. If Max goes to Mercedes,
then we have... No, then we have one seat. The Red Bull seat.
Oh, Checo. Yeah, true. Checo is there.
Yes, we have one seat. That could... But, like, where... What is the puzzle, right? Because we also have Carlos. We have, like, 15 contracts that are ending this year.
Mm-hmm.
Charles and Lando are good, though, because they signed multiple...
Yeah, they're the only stable points at this point.
Yeah, and from what I can understand about Max's contract, it's pretty, like, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. I feel like when you win, you know...
Yeah, you said he can get out immediately if someone also goes out.
If Helmut Marko leaves, then he could leave immediately. But I think in general, it's like... I think every year he can do whatever he wants.
Mm.
I don't know, though.
We don't know.
Don't quote me on this. We're just two girls.
We're not sources. You know, not certified sources.
But I don't know what the fuck is going on with Formula One right now. I think the way they're treating the Christian Horner saga is embarrassing. I think it makes the entire sport look stupid. And if Ben, whatever his name is, is proved to be a cheater, it really is making the entire sport look like a goddamn joke.
Yep. Yeah, because the problem here, again, money, power, and it's very hard to fire someone who has the most money and the most power.
But does Christian Horner even have that much money? Why would he dress like that? Why would he choose to look the way he looks and act the way he acts if you had money? That's the thing, though. You could just have ordered a whore.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the nicest way. Poor, poor whore.
And now he's making his wife look fucking stupid as
well. But have you heard? Oh my god. Have you heard about how they got together?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Which is also ridiculous, though. But there was one sentence
in Hell is hot.
Yeah. But there was one sentence in Drive to Survive, just to, like, you said, how much money can he have? When he was running from meeting to meeting in his hand in his phone, he's like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to buy another horse.
Yeah.
That is money talking there. Cause he has another horse. And he's winning in races.
Yeah, but this is how we talked about yesterday, like, how much money is a lot of money? Because, like, horse money is different from buying a Formula One team money.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I would hope. I don't know how expensive but that the horse fact is. That he, but he's trying to buy the Ferrari horse.
The fact that he tried to buy the team, it just shows that he knows he's guilty. Everybody knows that he's guilty.
Do you know how much you fucked up when you're like, you know what? I'm just going to try to buy the entire team that they can't do shit.
Yeah.
But it was denied, so good for them, I guess.
I really don't know how they're going to solve this, but I'm here for it.
I just really hate that all this drama, it makes the sport look unserious. It makes, like, it makes a joke.
It's unnecessarily. He should have resigned. He should have agreed in the beginning to leave.
Yeah, because he was offered to leave, too.
He got offered money.
And he's offered settlement money.
Yeah.
I hope she takes him to fucking court.
Yeah.
I hope she takes his ass to court and takes him for everything he's fucking worth. And then she can buy Red Bull.
And see, like, this is when karma comes in. I'm like, fuck you then. Because he could have just left in peace, but no.
Also, speaking of Drive to Survive, they brought back the old Williams team principal. I can't remember her name. Claire?
Yeah.
Claire something? Claire Williams? Is that her name?
Yeah, because Williams is her.
Yeah. Like, Claire Williams. Love her. But why the fuck is Danica Patrick there? Get her the fuck off air. Get her the fuck out of Formula One. How are you going to be a woman in motorsports and sit there and say women don't belong in motorsports? Bitch, you should be fired. It's like the women who sit out there being like, women shouldn't be able to vote. Okay, then why are you talking?
Yeah. Like, Susie Wolf should have been there. Because she actually drove F1 cars for seasons and seasons, and she was competing in F1 cars. Because I don't think... She was... Okay, but she was at least driving one.
Yeah, she's driven them, but she never competed in Formula One.
Oh, that's true. Not in Formula One. Just... I remember the picture when also she was with Lewis.
Also, because the last woman to ever score points in Formula One was Lella Bombardi, and she only scored half a point.
Yeah.
But there's an opening for women. I don't think we will see women in Formula One. I think we will maybe see women in Formula Two.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
Yeah.
If Formula One still exists after all this scandal shit.
Imagine if Red Bull, the team,
are the ones who ruined the entire sport. They already have ruined the entire fucking sport.
But imagine if, like, something more comes out with this whole Christian Horner thing.
Oh, and I'm then sure just the
whole team that I think, goes bankrupt.
I think what's happening now is I think that there are certain people, both within the FIA and within Red Bull, who are starting to freak out a little bit. And I think that they're going to panic and...
Because Ford...
Ford is trying to leave their deal.
Yeah.
So I think that someone's going to panic. I think people are going to keep trying to be like, this is what happened, this is what happened. I think we're in for a hell of a week.
Yeah.
In regards to that specifically. And if you want to keep up with that, you should follow us on TikTok, FXPC, where we post daily... and on Instagram at FaxPC and at Twitter at FaxPC _. Or you could just go on to our Instagram page and we have all the links. Also, more so, go buy our journal.
Yes.
It's a guided F1 journal. It's available on Amazon. It's available on our website, www.thefaxpc.com. But most importantly, it's on our link tree.
Yep. It's amazing.
It's real fun. It's good, you know, if you're a type A person like me, it's always fun to keep track of shit. There are driver trackers, point trackers, position trackers, race pages, pre-race pages, bingos.
Tic-tac-toe,
team radios.
And it's also good for people like me who just likes to color and make it pretty for them.
Yeah, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, but if everything's shit, just color.
Yeah, true. But we're excited for the next race.
Are we?
Well, you know what? We've been talking shit that, oh, we're so bored. We wanna watch Formula One. Can't wait for the races. We need to shut up.
Well.
But next race is
also on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good track.
I like the Saudi Arabia track.
IMO, in my opinion. So, we talk a lot of shit for two people who've been begging the sport to come back, like you said. But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, what's crazy to me is that everybody's like, oh my God, women are so dramatic. Like, man, okay. Literally not women are involved in this.
Yeah.
Because one woman is involved and she's anonymous, but everything else is men.
Yeah.
Every single other problem that is going on right now in Formula One is a man.
Yeah.
Not a woman, because they don't want women in Formula One. So, you know, I'm just saying, men are petty as shit, too.
Of course they are.
Men are worse than women. They always have been, and they always will be. Amen. Never met a man that I liked. You know, just saying.
And then, you never met Louis yet.
Yeah. And I know people are going to go, what about your dad? What about your grandpa? Don't make me say it. I never met a man that I liked. Anyways, I'm done.
Yeah, we need to be more positive for next race. Hope at and pray in for Ferrari.
At least nobody in Ferrari DNF'd.
Yeah, I was about to say good job for Carlos for P3. Proud of you.
You said you're proud, right? Not we.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ferrari. I'm proud of Ferrari, okay? And Charlie, go on, baby. Please.
Like, I don't have another... I don't have one more. We gave it all we could. We pushed as much as we could, but we just didn't have the pace today. I don't have that left in me.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, I can't do that again.
I know what you mean. But it was a good start for the team. And we have to look at that. We cannot be negative.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, follow us @FactBC.
And see you guys next time. Bye.